Council advises that an audio recording of the proceedings of this meeting will be taken and made publicly available on the website. Those in attendance should refrain from making defamatory statements. Let us acknowledge the Wiradjuri people, their elders past and present, traditional custodians of the land we now share. Let us be inspired by the resilience, innovation and perseverance of past generations. Let us honour those who protect this great land. May you draw strength from your God or faith, so that we, here today, on behalf of our community, can build a vibrant future together. Mr. General Manager, do we have any apologies tonight?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. The Mayor, regrettably, is unable to join us tonight as he has had to attend a funeral in Sydney.
Can we have a mover?
My apologies. I should also say that our Director of Corporate and Community Services, Alison Blind, is an apology as she's on leave. And this evening we have acting in that role, Lisa Bryant.
Can we have a mover to accept those apologies? Councillor Moore and Councillor Keighley. I was about to say first names, but we shouldn't do that. confirmation of the previous meeting's minutes. Can we have a mover to accept those minutes? Councillor Clark. Seconded. Councillor Moore. Councillor Clark, any business from those meetings?
No, I've read through them.
Councillor Moore?
They're all accurate.
Anybody else? Oh, sorry. I've just got to jump back to disclosures of interest.
Oh, yeah, me.
Does anybody have the disclosures of interest?
I've got on the Hofer Auxiliary, I think it's 6.5. I'm a member.
6.5 it is, Councillor McGlynn, yes?
Yeah, I'm a member.
Non-pecuniary?
Yeah.
I have a non-pecuniary on 612 of the drag strip, a member of the car club.
I'll note a non-pecuniary interest in 6.11, given that I have put in a disclosure of interest on all other matters regarding the camp. In the past. Okay, we can go through the confirmation of minutes. Moved and second.
Yes, we did.
All in favour of accepting those minutes?
No.
Understood. Reports from staff, Office of the General Manager. 6.1, Risk, Work, Health and Safety Quarterly Report. Recommendation is that Council receive and note the monthly status report. Council meeting actions for the April 2023. Could I have a mover? Councillor Moore?
Just a point of order there. I think you've the wrong recommendation you just moved in. 6.1 is on the back of that.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Keighley. You are correct. Recommendation that Council receive and note the Risk, Work, Health and Safety Report for the quarter ending in March 2023.
Still.
Move, Councillor Moore. Seconded. Councillor Fennell. All those in favour?
Aye.
6.2, monthly status report, council meeting actions, April 2023. Recommendation is that council receive and note the monthly status report, council meeting actions, April 2023. Do we have a mover? Councillor Baker, seconder?
Yep.
Councillor Keighley? Councillor Baker, any comments?
No, not really.
Councillor Keighley? All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Not carried. 6.3, Eastern Riverina Arts Regional Advisory Committee. Recommendation there that Council confirm the Director of Corporate Services as Blanshire Council's recorded delegate at the Eastern Riverina Arts Incorporated and nominate a councillor as the Regional Advisory Committee representative. Do we have a mover?
I'll move it.
Councillor McGlynn moved. Seconded Councillor Lord. Mr General Manager, you had some comments.
Thank you, Mr Chairman. I have simply put that nomination of the director as a recorded delegate, but you're more than welcome to take one of you wishing to nominate to take on that role as well as the committee representative. That's more than fine.
I'll nominate Councillor
Clark.
No. Councillor
Lord.
McGlynn?
Oh.
What did you say?
Council committee? God. I'll act as a... won't get to all of them as a delegate, but I'm happy to go as an observer.
I can talk to Tim
quite regularly.
Councillor Lord, I'll
come right. Councillor Lord, you'll accept that nomination?
Yeah.
Someone second that for me?
Do we have a second?
Unless anybody else wants
it. No, I'll second it.
Yeah. Seconded by
Councillor
Meany. We still have our director on the...
Yes. Seconded by Councillor Fennell.
You'll be very good, Councillor.
The advisory committee.
We have no other nominations.
Any other nominations? All those in favour?
Aye.
Okay. Carried. Councillor Law, congratulations. Section 2, Corporate and Community Services, 6.4, Finance and Investment Report for March 2023.
So moved.
Moved, Councillor Lord, that Council receive and note the information contained within the Finance and Investment Report for the month of 2023, month of March 2023, that Council confirms the payment of accounts for the period 1st of March to the 31st of March 2023, summarised in the accounts section, totalling $6,285,294.64. Do we have a seconder?
Okay.
Councillor Baker. Councillor Lord, would you like to make
a comment? I just think, yeah, well, it all adds up, I've added it up, and the pleasing thing to note is three quarters of the year's over and we've got more than three quarters of the rates in, so it's a positive.
Very positive, yes. Councillor Baker?
No, it's all pretty straightforward to me.
Any other comments, councillors? All those in favour?
Aye.
Carried. Moving on, 6.5, Strengthening Communities Grant, West Wollong Hospital Auxiliary. There's a recommendation there that Council not approve the Strengthening Communities Grant of $4,675 for the purchase of a set of Fortress Corner Stairs for the West Wollong Hospital, as the application does not meet the grant guidelines. Is there a mover?
I'll move it that way, because if it doesn't meet the guidelines, I just don't believe we can set precedents all the time.
Move Councillor Lord, seconded Councillor Fennell.
Could I ask a question about this?
Can we wait for Councillor Lord to make comment?
Oh, sorry.
First?
Yeah, Councillor, I apologise.
Basically, as I said, it's, you know, we have a problem sometimes in getting some of these situations, and we have referred grants back that haven't met the guidelines to do this. I just don't believe we can just, you know, look at this. We've set a set of policies and guidelines and we have to stick to it.
Yep.
Councillor Fidel?
Councillor Lord, there most definitely. I mean, you don't want to set precedences for other situations to sort of step in, and no, I agree fully with that.
Okay.
Yep.
Yes, Mr.
Chairman. Sorry, Mr. Chairman. If I can just refer to the acting director. We did have a request from the mayor yesterday to explore avenues with Murrumbidgee Local Health District. Just seek a follow up to see whether she managed to establish contact.
Yeah, so I left two phone messages and wasn't able to have a return phone call. I also then looked at what available grants might be out there on behalf of the hospital. I wasn't successful in finding anything, but that's as far as.
Could I ask a question or speak to something?
Yes, you can, Councillor Morgan.
I'm on the committee, so I won't vote for it, but when I saw this, I thought, yeah, fair enough. So what part doesn't it agree with council policy? What part of this application is against council policy? Can you tell me?
So the grant guidelines state that funding will not be provided for projects where the purpose is considered the responsibility of state or federal government, which the hospital falls under that. The guidelines also state that each organisation is limited to one council grant or donation per financial year, and the hospital auxiliary received a $500 donation on the 1st of December 2022.
All right. I thought that it negated being because they got the Carols by Candlelight donation. However, there's not a hope in hell that Narrumbidgee Local is ever going to supply this, and we know that. Now, this is one grant, thinking about this quite a bit later, this is one grant that actually benefits people in our shire. I know it's against the policy guidelines, blah, 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 but so many people have orthopaedic operations in our shire, hips, knees, whatever, and this is a vital part of it. But look, I had a hip operation, sailed through, it was fine, but I wish I'd climbed a few more stairs. This is a vital part of their recovery. Now, this is going to enable, and look, every second person out here has a knee or whatever. If this is going to help their recovery in their hometown, where they've got personal support, I wish we could sort of look at it as a one-off or something, because this is actually going to fully, it's not going to help people that are travelling through, it's going to actually help elderly people or anybody in our shire that has orthopaedic troubles and maybe other things. And you, and I just think that I'd like us to look at it again. Maybe it doesn't fit the guidelines, but it fits the community perfectly to me, and I'm just rather sad that it doesn't work out. Yeah.
If I can just add to that, if I may, being from that area, very much so, from a rehab perspective, professionally and quite personally. I know I have seen a lot of equipment go to hospitals and come to hospitals, but with equipment like that, there's criteria that goes with having that equipment, the responsibility goes with that equipment, supervision, what's our access to a physiotherapist to be able to supervise these people on these stairs, who makes out the program for them to use the stairs. I'm just speaking from a little bit of experience there in thinking they need supervision on those things and who is going to supply that. That's just the point there. And you haven't been able to get in touch with... But I mean, if they're not going to get in touch with it and support the program, if we are prepared to support it, well, what's the support going to be when you've got this piece of equipment there that just gets shoved in the back room like so much else has been shoved in the back room?
Councillor Baker, you had your hand there.
Yeah, I'd just like to say that most people would have joint operations or replacements offered rehabilitation except where they are. Like, I don't think that any of them come home to West Wyong just for rehabilitation.
I agree.
It's actually there on the premises where you've had the operation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In speaking with the Mayor yesterday when we discussed this matter, the other thing he did ask us to do, he was going to do if we were unsuccessful in getting through to the local health district, that was that he committed to contacting, I think it's the Regional Director, Jill Ludford. Yeah, so he's happy to step into that space.
The local LHAC committee is reactivating again tomorrow night. We have a meeting, and that's Kylie Holland. She's one of the acting managers out there. So the local health advisory committee, from the community perspective, that's been reactivated tomorrow night. There might be something that comes up.
She's also on the hospital auxiliary, so maybe she'll push it, because I'm sure the hospital auxiliary wouldn't have applied unless the nurses in Aurora knew how it was going to be accurate. But anyway, we'll work from there.
Councillor Clark, just before I go back to you, Councillor Lodge, Councillor Clark, do you have any comments?
I just think that, where's our state and federal government? That's what I think. I think they're responsible for health. Make sure we get it.
Mm-hmm.
Councillor Moore?
And it's only a few more months and then it's the end of the financial year, so they can have another bat at it next year if they wanted to.
Mm.
Maybe we can help in some way, not necessarily fund all of it, but maybe we can help in some way. But yeah, I mean, it's only another 3 or 4 months and it's a brand new financial year or whatever, so.
Do some more work on it. Do some more work.
Yeah.
I would hope Lisa or someone can keep looking at some grants, and I think this is a good one to support, but I tend to agree it doesn't fit the policy and we possibly shouldn't happen this way.
Councillor Lord.
Basically, I think it summed it up pretty well. The fact that I'm not saying I'm against it, but I totally believe that much of this stuff, you know, is shelved by state and federal government to other organisations, of which is their responsibility. Totally agree with what Councillor Fennell says about supervision, and I think that is a criteria and a strong criteria in putting this equipment in place. As I said, let's look at it in the future with maybe another submission or whatever else, but while we've got the guidelines, we just can't be seen to be ad hoc.
Thank you. We'll now just go to a vote on. We've had a mover for the motion and a seconder. The council do not approve the grant. Do we have a vote on that? Who votes for the motion?
Wow.
And the only one against is Councillor McGlynn. So let's move. Carry. 6.6. Strengthening Country and Communities Grant, Strengthening Communities Grant, sorry, Toowoomba Public Hall Committee. Recommendation is that the Council approve a Strengthening Communities Grant of $1,500 financial support for the Toowoomba Public Hall Committee, auspiced by the Toowoomba Sports Club Incorporated, to assist with the event. Costs associated with the Fanny Lumsden Country Halls Tour concert to be held on the 29th of April 2023. Do we have a mover?
Move
by Councillor Lord, seconded by Councillor McGlynn. Councillor Lord.
I think that the grant fulfills the guidelines and it's part of strengthening communities. I'm just sorry we didn't know about it earlier and we could have used probably a greater proportion of state government funding for community get-togethers and things like that, and then actually put it into this. It's unfortunate that we can't do it. I don't know whether we can at a later stage as well, but at this stage, I think, yeah, we support it because it's a positive move for the community.
Councillor McGlynn.
Oh, I think it's a wonderful activity for a small community, and it'll get patrons from all over the Shire to come and listen because it's a very popular performer. So that's fantastic. And it's a beautiful hall. It's one of the best halls in the whole best halls in the whole Shire. So showcase it. Enjoy.
Any other comments? All those in favour? Carried. Item 6.7, Strengthening Communities Grant, Wylam Advancement Group Incorporated. Recommendation there that Council approve a Strengthening Communities Grant of $2,000 financial support for the Wylam Advancement Group Incorporated to assist with the event costs associated with the Gift of Kindness Community Afternoon to be held on 6th of May 2023. Do we have a mover?
I'll move it.
Move Councillor McGlynn, seconded Councillor Moore. Councillor McGlynn.
Anything that does puts a positive impact into community mental health has got to be a bonus. And the Wylam Advancement Group is a really, really active group, and I think that we should support them every which way. And I'm 100% behind this. You can't, the people to go and learn how to manage mental health issues, I think it's a fantastic thing.
Councillor Moore?
We've missed out on one inspirational speaker this year at Australia Day, so I mean, why miss out on two? From what I gather about this lady, I've been told that she's very, very good. It's something that the advancement group, and that's the sort of thing they're trying to build up in Wylam and that sort of stuff. So,
it's good.
Yeah.
Any other comments? All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Carried.
Just a point here.
Yeah.
Westwild and Advancement Group Incorporated? Why are they? What's that all about? Aren't they
355? No.
Through Mr. Chairman, I'd have to take that on notice. So if they're incorporated, I would presume they're not a 355.
Yeah. They are not a 355, no. I can tell you that.
Yeah, there you go.
Well,
they were, but they're no longer.
Well, they're not
a 355 and they are an incorporated.
There we are.
Thank you.
Item 6.8, Riverina Regional Library's member update. There's a recommendation that Council receive and note the information contained within the Riverina Regional Library report and attachments. Do we have a mover?
Yes, I'll move that.
Councillor Clark? Second. No. Councillor Baker? Councillor Clark? Any comments?
It's fairly accurate.
That's
good. Fairly? That's a fortunate one, wouldn't it?
Is that partially accurate?
No, it's...
It's inaccurate.
They're very difficult to deal with, as you know, at the moment. The RRL, but this is good. Yeah. It's keeping everyone informed.
I'm relying on Councillor Clark's great judgment.
All those in favour?
Aye.
Carried. Item 6.9, Mornings, Melodies and Memories Updates. Is that... Yep,
summary,
page 34 for anybody who's looking for the page. Recommendation that Council receive and note the information contained within the Mornings, Melodies and Memories update. We have a mover.
Yeah.
Councillor Baker, seconder?
Yep.
Councillor Lord. Councillor Baker, any comments?
Well, I recommend it to anyone. Like when I first seen it advertised out at Marool, I thought coming on Monday morning was the melodies and whatever that we'd be singing songs and all that sort of stuff. But Fair Dinkum, it was a very, very uplifting session, which it sort of helped create a bit of a history of our local heritage and ancestors and whatever. And I would recommend it to anyone.
There
it was really, really great.
There's a glowing endorsement.
Yeah. Very good. Councillor Lloyd?
Basically, I support what basically Councillor Baker has said. I mean, I haven't been to one, but the feedback I've had from many of the people that have been there has actually been so positive that I actually would like to support and continue the program as long as we can.
Yeah.
But the feedback and these numbers that you'll actually see in attendance, I think in the next quarter you'll see them in growth.
Any other comments, councillors?
No. Congratulations.
All those in favour?
Aye.
Carried. Section 3, Technical Services. We have a report 6.10, report Ungerry Showground, Old Amenities Building, proposed demolition and associated works. We have a recommendation here that Council approve budget allocation of $20,000 from Council's current budget to fund the demolition and waste removal of the old amenities building at Ungerry Showground and Sports Complex.
Let's just get rid of it.
Do we have a mover? Councillor Fennell?
I'll second it.
Seconded Councillor McLean. Comments, Councillor Fennell?
No, look, I think it's got to go. I mean, and it's got to be done properly. It's got the asbestos and that in it. That's got to be removed properly, I think. To keep in line with the update, it's not got any beautiful historical value to it or anything. I think we just need to get it sorted.
Councillor McLean?
Yeah, well, I'm accepting it very grudgingly because this is shows an exact example of the mismanagement of the former regime that was in this place. That $20,000 demolition fee should have come out of the original cost. Mm. And this is an absolute bludge on council. It's got to happen, we're left with it. But I'll tell you what, there was so much that was wrong, and that should have come out of the $600,000 or something to build a toilet block in it. That's a lot of money. And that
we're
should have been fact, the first thing
factored
in. Yeah, disgraceful.
Any other comments?
Yeah, I'd just like to support Councillor McGinn on this one, but I was not going to second it because I might have said something I shouldn't have.
All those in favour? favour?
Aye.
Carried. Moving on to item 6.11, MA 2023/0004, modification of DA 2021/0114, workers' accommodation village fencing. Recommendation.
Oh, you have to read it all.
Yeah, that council approved the modification by deleting plans 1195-985-DA-011, site plan ground level issue A Nettleton Tribe, dated 14th of the 4th, 2021. 11985-DA-2021 site elevations. Site elevations issue A Nettleton Tribe, dated 16th of the 4th, 2021, and inserting plans 11985-AR-9801 external works fence types issue 9 Nettleton Tribe, dated 27th of the 3rd, 2023. 11985-AR-0111 site plan ground level issue 22 Nettleton Tribe, dated 27th of the 3rd, 2023. 11980-AR-0201 site elevation site elevations issue 10 Nettleton Tribe, dated 27th of the 3rd, 2023. Is there a mover? Councillor Lord. Seconded, Councillor Moore. Councillor Lord, comments.
Basically, this has been a pretty a development that probably has got lots of submissions, which we don't normally get. And effectively, the recommendations there, I think they've lodged amended plans, and in summary, the colour bond is going on all of the southern and western sides. There is the grid fence is going on the Hyde Street side. I probably would have preferred a colour bond one, but we can't change the DA from what I hear, or the application. And the pedestrian gates have been deleted in the amended thing, and I think that was one of the major concerns. There are still the emergency exits. Placed there, but effectively it goes back to that original submission, that where the access, all access is via Boundary Street, and I think that's effectively was the community's greatest concern. So with that, I hopefully everybody else's comments, but the way I've read it, I think that's about where it sums it up.
Councillor Moore.
I think the balustrade fencing will look much more attractive than the solid colour bond. That makes it less look like an encampment than a more like a thing. And if you've actually been up there and had a look at it, it's not the buildings are not unattractive. They're not going to win housing designs, but they're not unattractive. So I don't see the point in blocking it off and trying to isolating the people by having fences of that nature. And they've kept all the emergency access, etc., that we require. And there's no really fundamental change other than taking those pedestrian gates out, which was going to be a nightmare for the residents of Hyde Street and Cedar Street and whatever, because the first thing that people are going to do is walk up Perseverance Street and take a hike up Hyde Street. They're not going to walk up the Boundary Street. So I think, taking those gates out will be much more conductive towards a peaceful environment.
Any other comments?
The inmates can look out.
All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Carried.
Can we just confirm everybody's in favour of that?
Yes. Hands up if you're in favour.
Yep. Thank you.
I'm just going to read the recommendations again. If you just go through the...
Thank you, Councillor. We're on page 52 now on item 6.12, planning proposal, drag strip project. Recommendation that council prepare a planning proposal for lots 10 and 11 DP 1141509 for the addition of a recreation facility outdoor to schedule 1, additional permitted uses in the Bland local environment plan, environmental plan 2011. Pardon me. Do we have a mover?
I'll move it.
Councillor McGlynn, seconded. Councillor Keighley. Comments, Councillor McGlynn.
This is another stuff up by the former regime. Look, do we have to go apply to, get permission like we do with LAP and everything, go to the state government, the planning department, all this for this, or can we make a shortcut?
Right.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, we do have to do a planning proposal to Department of Planning. This is quite a simple one that we'll actually be able to do in-house, and we've already made contact with the Department of Planning regarding this. We've done these kind of minor amendments in the past and haven't really been a problem.
Oh, so we won't have to wait 2 years?
No, this one's just pretty much just changing the wording, and it's what we're adding is actually very consistent with the land use. It's just tidying up the usage for that so that we can actually keep moving ahead with the drag strip development.
Well, thank you very much to the present management team that got the extension for the funding, because otherwise we would have lost $900,000. So this is what the group of people wanted, and it's important to bring people into our community for tourism. So, yeah, thank you for letting it happen and organising it in the correct fashion that should have happened 18 months ago.
Look, I'm just somewhat disappointed that it took this long to find out we didn't have zoning approval. Surely that should have been the first thing that was looked at when this proposal came up. Anyway, I hope it goes ahead smoothly, but this threw a fair spanner in the works of looking like we might have lost our grant out of this one. But, as I say, I would have thought that would have been the first thing you would look at. Does it fit the zoning? And if not, start looking elsewhere. That could have happened several months ago quite a while back, nearly 12 months ago now. Anyway, that's just my little beef. I was a bit disappointed when all this fell apart.
Any other comments?
I just made a comment that supporting what Councillor Keighley said, even when we allocated the funding to this from the grants, we should have known about these problems and these savings. We shouldn't actually have to find out about them at near the conclusion of the whole project, or the timeline for the project, and have to go back to square one. But I do congratulate the staff for, in actual fact, obtaining an extension.
Any other comments? All those in favour?
Aye. Through you, Mr. Chairman, just because it's a planning matter, just confirm that you're all in support of that.
Show of hands for those in favour.
Yep. Thank you.
Unanimous. Carried. Item 6.13, housing strategy, planning proposals. We have a recommendation. We've got a recommendation there that council prepare a planning proposal for the Bland Local Environmental Plan 2011 to rezone the following. 1. Would you like me to read them all into the one motion?
No. I don't think you just need to read them all, but unfortunately I'm not sure whether it needs to go on there because we're recording whether it has to go on the tape.
So we want to do those all separately?
No, you're all together.
1, lots 579, 745, 725.
Sorry,
746.
746, pardon me. 725, 750, 748, 415, 747, 749, 157, 458, 752, and 751. In DP 753135 and lot 1 DP 625 986 from RU1 primary production to R5 large lot residential, and amend the minimum lot size for the erection of a dwelling from 200 hectares to a minimum lot size for subdivision of 2 hectares.
Mm-hmm.
And two, lots 2 and 3 in DP...
3 and 4.
Lots 3 and 4 in DP 606975 from RU1 primary production to R5 large lot residential, and amend the minimum lot size for the erection of a dwelling from 200 hectares to a minimum lot size for subdivision of 2 hectares. Item 3. Lot A in DP 415479, lots 1, 2 and 3 in DP 1105282, lot 1, DP 1108611, lot 761, DP 753135, and lots 10 and 11 in DP 1250908, from R5 large lot residential to R1 general residential, and amend the minimum lot size for subdivision from 2 hectares to 800 square metres.
So moved.
Moved by Councillor Lord. Seconded by Councillor McGlynn. Councillor Lord.
Basically, this is something that has been outstanding for many years about reviewing this. It's been provoked strongly by members of the community, but also what's come out of our housing strategy and said we need to look at land and environment and look at where we're going. It is a positive step for the community, a long-term positive step for the community. As I've been on council a few years, we have looked at various things and told it's been too hard and haven't been able to do a lot of things, but we are actually finally getting on with the job. Looking at this land, you know, we've looked at other lands and no doubt we'll come up with different strategies at this stage, but this, as we believed, was the most urgent of them to actually put to the community and put and get a rezoning on.
Councillor Fennell.
I do agree there with Councillor Lord. We've seen the staff really supply us with the information and that has been required. The staff have worked diligently with this to get the necessary information for this to come about. We've had workshops on it. We've had outside input into this. I say congratulations to everybody, and I think the community will be really, really pleased with this result.
Any other comments?
Fantastic result.
It's well and truly long overdue. Well and truly.
Agree.
Yeah.
All those in favour? Show of hands, thank you. Aye. Councillor Clark?
Yes.
Yeah. Carried. It's
on Facebook. Leave
it alone. Section 4, reports for information. Can we move these photos?
Yes.
Could I have a mover for the reports for information? Councillor Moore, seconded Councillor Baker. 6.14, Blanshire Library Monthly Update. So it's been pretty busy again. Any comments? Any comments on the library? 6.15, Children's Services March Update. We've got them been pretty busy too. Any comments out of everybody? Anybody?
Good job.
Item 6.16, Land Community Care Services Update.
I'm just in St. Patrick's Day.
What happened to the bunny?
Green mashed potato.
It's not green, the bunny's not green.
It's due.
Item 6.17, the Blanshire Museum Advisor Report, March 2023. Any comments?
I don't know. If I may just ask a question. I don't know much about the museum advisor. Does that person, is that person here within the building? Does she work, he, she work?
No, she's from Forbes, I think. I think it's Forbes.
So how does anybody know how that sort of works? Does she, she's
been here before, hasn't she? She's worked with
she comes every couple of months.
But obviously enough to do this report, so she's...
No, she doesn't need a report, isn't she? I thought technical services did it.
Well, she sends her report in, obviously.
Through you, Mr. Chairman, I think I'll confirm with the Director of Technical Services. I think it is done, provided by the Museum Advisor.
The
advisor herself.
No, she's very good at what she does.
Well, I notice they're all up there busy in the garden, but I mean, I don't know if that's got anything to do with that, but that might come in a bit later on when we get to your report, Director. Right.
Item 6.18, the Technical Services Report. Any comments from councillors?
Yeah.
Councillor Moore?
I've got a bit of a query here. On the 13th of the 3rd, the crews are out doing Boodawa Road. The 20th of the 3rd, they were out doing the Boodawa Road. 27th of the 3rd, they were doing Yarth Goggin Road. Now, I'm under the impression there are a couple of roads we were going to go out and do on the tour, the roads tour. Now they've been graded, is there much point? I mean, that's been done at the end of the month. I mean, by the time we get out there, it's only going to be 6 weeks. Perhaps the time might be better spent on the roads tour instead of going out to there, which I know we'll probably have half of Narradin after my head. Maybe it might be better if we go out and see, say, where Howard Mangelsdorf indicated there was a problem a few meetings ago. Or maybe Balti's Lane, or just go out to other places.
Go out on the Quandy side.
Yeah, well, you know, because I don't see the point of going out to a road that's been graded within 6 weeks. I know the road's bad, but I mean, is it going to be that bad after 6 weeks?
That's why it was graded. So we say, wow,
I'm not saying that it's a conspiracy or anything like that, but I'm just saying that I'm wondering if there's much...
I'll refer this to the Director of Technical Services. I believe the Boodawa Road was done due to issues with the school bus not being able to get up it or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was. It was due for a...
I'm sure it was programmed. Yeah.
But look, again, if there's anywhere that you guys want to go on the road trip, please let me know. If there's places you don't want to go, again, I'm more than happy. Places I'd like to show us go down to is where we did the trial section down on Hollands.
Yeah.
Again, I think I'd just be for general interest. Mm-hmm. I'd like to do head along Goral Road only because we're committing a fair bit of money to that, and I think it'll be good just to get that in, just get some eyeballs on that section of road. If there's anywhere else that you'd like to call into.
Come back out to Maroon and knock your car.
If you want to see the benefit of that, what do you call that stuff that man does?
Golden Hills Road.
Otto's Hill.
If you want to see the difference, they've got plenty of it on the Narangra side, and then when you get on the Bland side, there's none, and it's fantastic on the Narangra side, and ours is like hell on wheels. So it really does, if you... You'll get a much better look at how Otto's Hill is successful, not on Hollands Lane, but out where I took Alex Keighley, who wins the whole time about my driving, out to have a look at it.
I haven't got over it yet, I'm sorry.
No, but it is. You see, it's fantastic, right? It's really good. And then we get on the Bland side, we didn't use it, and the difference is... And I mean, it's had the same weather, the same area.
It's the base that's been put in the road.
Huh? Oh, is it? Anyway, show us how it works, because is there a chance we might use this?
We did do some of the Otto seal on Hollands Lane.
Yeah.
Yeah, and...
Liz and I went and had a look at that too, yeah. But,
where he winched again. The differentiation on Hollands Lane isn't as clear as it is when you when it's there and stuff there. But anyway, Holland's Lane.
Well, Holland's Lane, it should be all right because there's three different seals or something along
yeah,
there. So you can actually compare
yeah.
them. Mm-hmm.
Pretty
that's
hard,
why it's appropriate
it?
To look at that particular one.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Councillor Baker.
Can I get the director to check our noxious weed section and see if they're actually putting any chemical in the spraying, please? Because we do not seem to be seeing any results.
No, right. Well, I don't think they're watering them.
Well, that's what it looks like, because they're not killing them.
Section 6.19.
Sorry,
you're right,
Mr. Chairman. I might just add, one of the director's staff actually sent an email out to all of you, I think yesterday, requesting any roads that you would like us to go and have a look at on the roads.
Oh,
so if you could please respond to that
email. Is that the email from Leanne?
Yeah, that's
yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mine's blown up again, so I didn't.
Yeah, I haven't got any either.
No. Well, we haven't checked the emails tonight.
Okay. So
if you can
get back to Leanne or to the director.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, come and see me after the meeting, and if there's anywhere you'd like to go, please, we'll get it.
I've already given you my one, so.
Yep. Thank you, Roger.
Okay, item 6.19, development services.
Question about this one.
Activity
number
report,
four.
March 2.
Multi-dwelling
housing. Yes, Councillor Levine, what was that?
Multi-dwelling housing. Now, we've been caught up before, does it have adequate off-street parking and...
This one's pretty good. If you drive down Gorman Street, you'll find it's all...
It's fine, is it?
It's
actually reasonable. Actually,
it's Dr. Nanisha's.
Oh, sorry, I'll take all that back. I'm sure I'll be perfect.
Any other comments?
The removal of trees. There was some talk recently about people removing trees from residential areas, and that's fine, but are they replacing them with more appropriate trees?
Mr. General Manager, Mr. Director, if we remove trees, are we supposed to be replacing them?
I will have to take that one on notice, unfortunately. I don't know the answer.
I think it's important because effectively we're pulling out trees and there's no obligation to replace them or whatever. I think if we actually have to look at removal of trees, we should be looking at saying you should be planting whatever else. For example, if the RMS knocks a heap of trees down for a road, they've got to put in four for every one they knock down.
Weather. Not like they didn't do that going to Wagga. I mean, where did they plant them? Central Australia or something?
Well, I don't know, but you look at the ones at the golf club when they close that road. Look at the ones that have to plant.
Yeah.
That type of stuff.
All the peppercorn trees that fell over in the room.
At what point is that about then?
They can be knocked down. That's
the
one
that took them out.
There should be some effort made to replace them with more appropriate trees.
Absolutely.
Well, surely it depends on the reason they want to remove it. If they're building a shed in their backyard and there was a large tree there, they'll want to remove the tree.
No, they should build the shed around the tree. No, they shouldn't.
But there's still, I think you should be able to put a tree in somewhere else, though.
Yeah.
Right.
One of the letters from the people who were complaining about the pedestrian gates here said that they knocked down trees that they specifically said they were not going to knock down.
Yeah,
they were very disappointed by that.
Because they lost the privacy, didn't they?
Yes.
Mm. Well, we should be looking into that, shouldn't we?
Mm.
Because they had to rehabilitate that site as it, literally as it was in the DA.
A very interesting point, that.
Mm.
Follow up.
That was part of the DA, wasn't it? It had to be rehabilitated as
it
It was quite an old tree. At our next workshop, can we talk about that?
We might do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's terrible.
Any other comments? Moving on to reports for committees. Now, before I ask for the recommendation, I'd firstly like to congratulate Councillor McGlynn on joining the MERC Executive Committee.
Oh, thank you.
Very well done.
Mining and energy related
councils.
I only went on there for one reason. The mining and energy related mining council started to support the coal miners. Now all the renewable energy will come on, and the coal miners have all left. So I'm going to go in there and back them. Yeah, I feel they've been done over.
I'm sure you'll do your very best to get whatever you can for our show.
Thank you.
Oh. I'm sure you'll raise your voice when needed. Recommendation that Council receive a note, the delegate and committee reports from councillors and committee meetings. Minutes as presented. Do we have a mover? Councillor Baker, secondly Councillor McGlynn.
Can I ask a question on
did the Rural Fire Service send us through the size and the minutes while they were going to?
No, I haven't seen any of the minutes from the liaison committee.
Okay. I'll just
follow up with them.
Regarding the country mayor's one, Darrell Turley was talking about the Red Fleet. I'm just wondering what happened.
Have you got any comments on that, Mr. General Manager?
Through you, Mr. Chairman. We have actually written to the new Premier, the new Treasurer, and the new Minister for Emergency Services in the same vein as we did the previous government. Seeking for them to address the Red Fleet issue.
The opinion of the Rural Fire Service is that the Auditor General has dug her heels in and will not budge. That was come out of the meeting.
When there's a new government, things might change a bit.
Can't you hope?
And another thing about the Red Fleet. Came out of that meeting, they were talking about going to have to build big trucks with more water on them, which means the sheds, the stations, and the
isn't that shocking?
How do I look out?
Would there be any other comments regarding those reports? All those in favour?
Aye.
Carried. We need to now, somebody to move to close the meeting.
Can we move for a second to close the meeting?
Would somebody like to move and close, move in a second? Councillor McGlynn has moved to close the meeting and moving to confidential matters. A seconder, Councillor Moore. Thank you for coming along, Heather.
Thank you.
Have a lovely evening.
Back into open council, confidential matters 8.1, property purchase lot 2 DP 1101248 Colleen Street. Recommendation was moved that council authorise the general manager to enter into negotiations to finalise the sale of lot 2 DP 1101248 22 Colleen Street, West Wylong, for the agreed amount. And that was moved, seconded and accepted. Item 8.2, property purchase lot 2 DP 710250 and lot 1134 DP 753135 Shamrock Street. The motion there was moved, seconded and accepted, and it read as that council authorised the general manager to enter into negotiations to finalise the sale of lot 2 DP 710250 and lot 1134 DP 753135 Shamrock Street, West Wylong, for the agreed amount.
Yeah,
move, could I now have a mover to close the meeting, Councillor Fidel, and seconded by Councillor Moore. All those in favour?
Aye.
Thank you. The meeting's closed.
8:10 p.m.
I can't get any
emails.
Can I hit
you with that now?
No, you're dead off. Another one. Have you got a password in the password? No, this is a password.
Excuse me, Lisa.
A password.
May I leave my computer? May I leave my computer? We can't get a password.
You can't get a password.
We can't get a password.